going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tone! You got your running shoes on? It's time for your victory lap, my friend.
Come on, Kenny.
It's time for your victory lap.
That's not what this is about.
That is exactly what this is about. Step up and do it.
Maybe old Limo would have taken the time, made it all about himself.
Not
today. There's too many important things. It's too many key moves, including the biggest one, without a doubt, yesterday, for the Browns making that move. And, you know, it was interesting because the wife wanted to watch the finale of The Pit, and I said,
no.
I said, Sarah, it's draft night.
It is draft night.
And then little birdie told me after that trade, you can go to bed if you want to. The draft is over tonight for the Cleveland Browns. So the intrigue wasn't there for me nearly
Stop
as much at the end of the first
being
round.
Being humble and take your victory lap.
Well, why would I do that?
Up your nose with the rubber hose and a...
Take your victory lap. Do it now.
Come on. I was always told you got to act like you've been there before.
Stop this. Stop it now.
Be a while.
Stop acting like you've been there before.
It's been a while since I've been there before. I think you got to go a long time back. But in this case,
I demand jackassery.
Can I say this, Kenny?
Yeah.
To billboard it, if you're looking for the headline, you're seeing a lot of grades that are out there. I'm seeing the fan resentment and outrage that was going on last night. I wonder if overnight that calms down a little bit. 216-474-0092. Can I call this the most responsible Browns draft that I have seen?
Wow. Responsibilities.
I am somebody who's gotten to know responsibilities over the last few years of my life.
Oh, man.
This isn't wild running and gunning Browns and Lima.
There you go,
It's
boy.
Changed. It's changed. And unfortunately, I'm just
there
telling you,
go.
If you're wondering what tipped me off or why I came to this conclusion that I did over the last, you know, really week and a half about what I thought the Browns might do in
There's
this.
There's people posting videos of you from a while ago right now.
Yeah, you know, if you're wondering what truly
this
tipped it off, it's just the way that who do you think controlled the draft board? We knew that Cam Ward was going number one overall.
Uh-huh.
Once that was the case, who controlled the draft board for everybody else? It was the Browns. Why was it that you were hearing more and more about this ascendance of Travis Hunter becoming a generational talent, not only in that he could do both corner and wide receiver, but that he became like the number one wide receiver prospect that we have seen in the NFL? Where do you think all that was coming from? He was a good player. He was a great player. He was a Heisman winner. He was one of the great college players, but he wasn't that when it came to wide receiver. And when I kept hearing that, I said, this has propaganda from a team that would want to entice somebody to move up written all over it.
Propaganda.
And what did they do? What did they do, Kenny?
Wow.
They found a team that when people talk about worst organizations in the NFL,
uh-huh,
right? Or worst setups or worst owner. What do you hear all the time? You do hear the Browns. I hate to say it. You do hear the Browns, and until they win, and they're not going to be winning football games this year, you hear the Browns. You also hear Jacksonville. You hear Jacksonville all the time. And they got a team to trade up in what was universally considered a bad draft with the lowest amount of blue chippers ever. They extracted number 36 in this year's draft. They extracted a fourth rounder. Most importantly, Kenny, what did they get?
They got a first next year.
Come on.
They got a first next year.
That is a coup.
So when they did it.
That's an all-time draft coup.
When this happened, I said last night, because we were on last night for live coverage, like we'll be on live tonight at 7 p.m. for second round coverage of the NFL draft. All along, your University Hospitals, Cleveland Browns Radio Network, and your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan. And I thought, I immediately thought, social media is off because the cuss words are going to start. That's the way it's going to go. I know that people were nonplussed, to say the least, over at the stadium last night. I go, this is a move. I think I'm going to be right about this. This is a move that a lot of people are hating right now that they're going to understand tomorrow morning at 6. They're going to understand it because they'll probably take a quarterback tonight at some point. All right, that's clear. But the arms race for a quarterback started last night. And if you get a first-round pick in 2026, I said it with you because you were the one who spearheaded it about the trade down. I said it with you. If you get a first-round pick, you got to do it because the arms race is going to begin. And remember, you saw what the Rams did later on in the first round.
Yes.
They traded out. Well, I mean, because the Falcons are nuts. So they traded out of that pick. They couldn't say it quickly fast enough, which again, or they couldn't say yes fast enough, which again, I don't know what Les Snead thinks about those picks now. He probably loves those picks. They're going to have another first rounder next year. Matt Stafford can only play for so long. You're already seeing it begin that there's going to be teams where, yeah, you're probably going to finish behind the Rams in standings. So you'll be higher, but you want to make sure you have everything that you could possibly get if you believe that you're going to fall in love with a quarterback. It's a year away. It's a whole year away. I don't want to get too nuts, but you had to do something like this because this is also, and I 216-474-0092. Folks, this is you paying the fiddler. I hate to point it out here. This is you paying the fiddler for a terrible trade with Deshaun Watson. You've had 3 years. I'm sorry to steal the thunder tone. You've had 3 years where you've had no first-round picks. You've had some developmental guys. Some have developed okay. Some have developed not at all. You've had those guys, but you haven't had first-round picks. You needed four more first-round picks, and clearly you needed somebody that you could trust as a solid football player. And I don't think that Mason Graham, I know that Andrew Berry talked to us last night, and he talked about the pass rushing part of being a defensive tackle. Guys, I think he'll have 2 sacks this year. Yeah. What I think he's going to do is he's going to be able to clog things up where guys cannot run away from 95 all the time. He can make a little bit more of an impact there, put you in third down situations, and hopefully your defense is going to be able to take care of some business. Now, we'll talk about Kevin Stefanski here in a bit, but I think that Mason Graham is going to be a guy that's going to be able to play well for you for the next decade. I think this is a guy, I was texting my buddies last night, well, my phone blew up, obviously, just like everybody else's did, and I said to my other buddies, because, you know, we have the coaches thread, and I go, this is a guy who's probably going to be playing for the Browns by the time our kids graduate high school. Our oldest. He will be still a Cleveland Brown defensive tackle by the time that's all said and done, which is a big moment for the Browns because I think he's going to be a good, sturdy defensive lineman. But, of course, there are concerns about Julio Jones and Phil Taylor
sure.
in that year.
Should I get it?
I'll hear it out. I will hear it all out. But when you're getting offered a first next year, 36 this year, you got to do it.
It's an offer you can't refuse.
You got to do it.
It really is. We had the Godfather theme yesterday. It really is an offer. You have to sign off on a trade like that. It's a responsible thing to do. It's not what anybody wants who was on the fence about season tickets this year. I get it. And the Browns, finally, with that information, they were equipped with all that. The Browns know how hard this next season could be. It is all absolutely
I'm not
part.
You on great things for this year.
It's Mm-mm. all absolutely part Mm-mm. of what you just said, Ken. And I think it's important to understand. Like they are not going to be good this year. They are probably not, okay? I hate to do that, but at the same time, it was a disciplined move knowing that this was never the draft that you were going to make up for the Deshaun Watson mistake. Yeah. This was never it. It was going to be next draft. And what did they do? They stole a number one, a first rounder for a team that do you have any faith that Jacksonville with this new electrifying wide receiver slash corner that they're going to use them right? All the same questions we had about us.
Yeah.
And my God, I mean, Trevor Lawrence be a one hit away from the Browns having two top five picks in next year's draft. Are you kidding me? You want to talk about controlling the draft? Like, they control tonight's second round. They control next year's draft the way I see it right now.
So it's been an interesting run here for Andrew Berry for the last 6 years, because this is an organization that went from not caring about defensive tackles at all to where they took their first pick last year in the second round, taking Mike Hall. They're obviously number five overall pick in the draft. They take Mason Graham this year. They've addressed it with Malik Collins as well. This is a team that has gone from that to this over the last 6 years. So they're testing their guardrails, that's for sure. I'll say this. There's a lot of criticism to be waged at Andrew Berry over the last 6 years, and I don't think that he should have to run or be able to get away with any of it. But I think that this is something that's responsible, and I told you I would say this back in February, and I'm going to say it right now. He did what was right for the franchise. I don't know if this is going to mean, because I think they have the best intentions possible, and I know that they are going to be very, very patient. They're going to try to be very patient, but we have these plans in the month of April, and you know they get thrown out the window by the time November comes around. And so it's going to get hot, and it's going to get sticky, and it's going to be an angry fan base at times, because I don't think this season this year is going to go particularly well. But do you think it would have went particularly well had you taken somebody else there in the top five? I think that Travis Hunter would have made a difference offensively. How much of a difference? You could have won some more games. Were you going to be a playoff team? I never once said that. So there's going to be some tough times here coming up in this season. But what I can say is that Andrew Berry made a responsible decision. They made a responsible decision. They got a great haul from Jacksonville, and they took what is going to be, again, a solid player. What? I know he mentioned pass rush. I ain't going to talk about pass rush. I think he's going to be a very solid player to take in double teams and create opportunities for some of the other guys that are going to be playing around him.
Kenny, what I was nervous about, and I agree with all of that when it comes to Mason Graham, what his role is, whatever. This today is not about Mason Graham. It's about the acknowledgement and the Browns, when I say discipline, and I'm using terms like responsible, here is why. Kenny, what I was most nervous about, especially when Myles Garrett ends up just resigning, I'm like, are they going to delude themselves into trying to piecemeal something together with a tough cap situation? And I know the Browns have all the money in the world, the cash flow situation, the interest-free loans, all that stuff that the capologists will say. The reality is they're kind of in cap hell. If we're talking about competing for championships, they're in no position to do it. They did not delude themselves. They did not like triple down on a bad spot. They finally realized we have to start digging. We need the shovel. Now they've got the shovel.
Yeah.
They've got the opportunity now to truly make this thing get a full turnout, full scale, 33, 36. Okay. They've got the two picks in the third round, 67 their own, 94 from the Amari Cooper trade, and that first rounder next year. They can get a boatload of talent and cheap talent. That is the key here. Young, cheap talent to do this in the most disciplined way.
So I want to know from people today. Last night's last night. You've had some time to think about this. The ranting and the raving. If you still want to rant and rave and tell us that this is stupid, please go right now. Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Are you getting anything right now with people hating this?
Oh, absolutely. People are talking about need right now. Grillingac on social media says, D-tackle wasn't even a top five in need. Your offense scored 15 points a game. You trade away premier talent for undersized defensive tackle. I don't think this was a draft about need. Need is when you're good. Need is when you're Kansas City and you're sitting there at 32, and what do? They take a chance on a guy coming off an injury from Ohio State, Josh Simmons, right? That's a need for a team that is competing for a Super Bowl. Get this need stuff out of your head, Browns fans. You're in no position to worry about need. You know what need they have? A quarterback. You know which draft didn't have the quarterback?
This year.
This year. You know which draft is going to have the quarterback? Next year. So guess when you have to worry about need? Next year.
Tough talking tone. I love it.
Use your brains on this, guys.
We like what they did.
It's a tough one to like. Like, I get it. It's a really, really tough one to wake up this morning.
Yeah.
And can I get a defensive tackle jersey? Like, I get it. And the Browns have screwed up this exact type of move in one of the biggest ways possible. He's a friend of the station with the Phil Taylor draft. But it was the Julio Jones. Wasn't the Phil Taylor draft. It was the Julio Jones draft. So if you're just going to compare it to that, I understand. I understand. But I have to go back to, how do you dig yourself out from the hole that they are in? If you don't acknowledge we were in a hole, then we're just not going to come to an agreement here. If you thought we could somehow win 10 games, 11 games this year, close the gap on Kansas City, close the gap on Buffalo, I just don't understand that. That's not what this year was ever going to be about. And it's actually a front office that made a move as if they do have job security. It's a move from Andrew Berry that says this year is not about winning. Now, we'll have a totally different discussion all offseason about what it means for Kevin Stefanski.
Oh, he is not out of the crosshairs.
I imagine can we be honest with ourselves for a sec? I imagine you got the truth serum out for Kevin. He wasn't thrilled.
I'll save my opinion for that at 6:43. All right. I want to get to these phones, but going back on Andrew, sorry, I'm choked up by this move. Going back to Andrew, it's only going to get hotter. It's only going to get hotter. Because if whoever they take in this draft at quarterback, that guy ain't going to be starting week one. And eventually, honestly, I do think the wheels will fall off with Joe at some point. We'll see what Kenny Pickett can do. And if Kenny Pickett can play well or the rookie can play well, then we'll have a different conversation. But they still are not a high-scoring offense whatsoever. Now, they can address that tonight. And they can go out and they can get themselves Trevion Henderson, or they can get Quinshon Judkins. And those are Ohio State backs, so we know. I do like Caleb Johnson, but I don't think you're going to take him at pick 33 or 36 there. So they can help out their offense tonight. Tonight's an offensive night. But as they sit right now, they're not going to be they're not addressing this the way the Bears have addressed their offense. I mean, they're going to be a team. I don't know what they're going to do on defense right now, but their offense is going to be something coming up here, and they're going to give Caleb Williams anything, everything. But he is going to have to answer, and I think that he can say, I've done what's responsible by the franchise this year, where before, I'm telling, Jimmy Haslam was the turning point here. When he spoke at the owners' meetings, that changed a lot of our... It should have. It certainly changed my perspective of, okay, they're not going to be desperate for a quarterback, and if you're not desperate for a quarterback, we don't need to go in some crazy direction here. That's fine. So let's see where they go now. And I've liked Mason Graham as a solid player over the last couple of years. This is going to be not Phil Taylor-esque, because I don't... Phil Taylor got hurt. Phil Taylor would have been a solid defensive tackle for a long time, and I'm going to use...
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The word solid, because I don't think that Mason Graham is going to be stacking up all pros. It'd be nice. I think he's going to create opportunities for a healthy Mike Hall, because Mike Hall is more of a pass rusher at a defensive tackle spot. I think he'll create opportunities for Miles Garrett. I think he's going to create opportunities maybe for Isaiah McGuire, Obo Okoronkwo, who is still a part of this football team. I think that that's what he's going to do. And that is not going to be noticed as we're sitting around having drinks in week four. It ain't. So Andrew Berry's going to have a lot of explaining to do to the general fans. We are not getting out of the woods. There is a path, but we are still deep, deep, deep in these woods. And he's got to hope that this season doesn't become Blair Witch Project for him. That's what he's got to do. Because I know that there's going to be a price to pay. I don't want to have to fire guys and bring in new general managers. So this is what you have, and this was a solid move because you found a team. I mean, Trevor Lawrence, let's call it what it is. His tenure in Jacksonville so far has been a disappointment. You've had two, you're on your third head coach. You've had different guys who were brought in. They've got some good wide receivers down there. They decided to go big bang. And you got a guy like Tony Khan who's willing to do crazy things, and you got a guy who's willing to do crazy things. You're getting ready for your future. They're trying to get ready for their now. You found the right trade partner over this time, and you made what I thought was a quality move. 216-474-0092. Which one did you want to take here, Tone? I'm sorry. Go right on ahead with what you
three.
Wanted to say.
Line All right. three.
Joel in Illinois, listening on the free Odyssey app. You're next up on the Fan. Hello, Joel.
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Morning
to you. I just want to commend the Browns for getting a draft pick that will not get them any more wins next year. And it'll entice the next GM to come in with two first-round picks that are both top five. And we'll have all the ammo to get Drew Aller, Arch Manning, whoever we got to get. But we got to start looking at the GM list so we can have those two next year first-round picks. We got to go for it.
So you don't think Andrew Berry survives this?
Well, Lima, when they win three more games next year, nobody's surviving it.
Well, tell you what, Joel. I mean, because if six wins probably ain't going to do it.
Just imagine October, guys. We got Mason Graham pushing the pocket in the middle in October. He gets a pressure on the quarterback, and they still lose by 21 points. It's a beautiful scene.
You have to understand. But do you believe on the other end, though, that Travis Hunter would help them win more than six games, seven games, eight games to keep their jobs?
I totally believe that all the smoke. And Lima was 100% right. We had people believing he was Justin Jefferson and – you know, Champ Bailey, he was like,
it was incredible.
I've
never heard anything like it. What I heard the 2 weeks before the draft.
It was wild. It was wild. Joel, I think
Justin Jefferson, Denzel Ward, you know, Jesus, he was all of it.
Joel, thank you for the call. What he did, Andrew Berry did what was best for the franchise. He did not do what was best for his job. That simple.
And how rare is
that? Andrew Berry could be watching the draft as an assistant somewhere else at this time next year. But he did what was best for the
franchise. My fear had been throughout all of this, and even before Miles Garrett resigned, my fear was that they were going to make a bunch of win now moves that would have only kicked the can on this team doing what they needed to do to get a rebuild going. Now I think they're being honest with you. And so we will have debates about, I find it interesting that you have kind of twice nonchalantly talked about a quarterback that they're going to draft today. I want to get into that later. Because
at some point they're going to take one.
Yeah, I think the final hour of today. The show, we are going to talk because they control day two of the draft. Yep. Not only do they potentially control next year's draft, they control tonight in a big way. There is a lot of talent that is up there tonight that we've got to talk about. But I overall just think finally you had a team do the smart thing as opposed to the rash thing. The rash thing would have been job-saving moves tonight. That would have been it. Yes, last night.
Yeah, you're fine.
Like doing everything you could last night to try to save your job. That, to me, would not have made any sense. And I think they did what made the most sense.
Wickman and Parma, you're next up on the Fan. Yellow.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to say I think Barry did the right thing. Instead of trying to sell tickets, which we've done in the past by taking Johnny Manziel and a few other unmentionables, I think they did the right thing by stacking up some draft picks. This is going to be a couple-year project before we even start considering challenging for the division, so the Browns fans got to be patient. But I really do think that they did what was best for the franchise, and we just got to be patient and be realistic, because 5 to 6 wins with the schedule that we got, I think that's reality for us to expect.
It is the – and Wickman, thank you very much for the call, because you're right about this. I mean, this is the quintessential – I remember saying this years ago. This is paying your bills. This is investing and doing what you can to secure your future instead of going to Vegas and letting it all ride on number 33. Like, that's what that is. It's much more fun to go with the boys to Vegas and put something down on roulette and let it ride. But it is much more pragmatic and smart to get ready for your future. You already went to Vegas. You lost big time. You lost big time. This is something that invests in your future here with this move. And it's not great for his job, but it is good for the Browns' future. Mike on the road, you're next up on the Fan. Yellow, Mike.
Man, how would you like to go sit and listen to Journey and get that fifth pick? Oh, my God.
Is it true? Hey. By the way, hold on real quick. Is it true, people were telling me there, that they didn't do Don't Stop Believing at first, and then they came out after the pick and did it as kind of an encore? If anybody can vouch to this, I would love to know what the scene was last night.
I didn't go up there, but I've seen some clips online. It didn't look very enticing or exciting, did it?
Well, no, I was getting texts from people in the stadium who were going, this is getting very tense right now. I was like, oh, God, no. I seem to be still safe. But, yeah, go ahead there, Mike.
I don't know what Andrew Berry's doing. You know, I'm mixed on this trade down. Okay, I do like what we got. We got the first-round pick next year. Yeah. That's awesome. But you drop down to 5. You don't know if Nick Chubb's coming back this year, and you have the best running back in the draft sitting there, and you don't take him. You take a defense, and you don't have the offense.
Well, I got to tell
you, you got to score points.
But let me tell you, and you're right, because I think a guy like Ashton Jenny is going to run for about 1,400 yards this next year. But are you going to have a good situation for him where he can make a dramatic impact for you? Because, you know, Geno Smith is still a quarterback that you really have to respect. Now, Joe is a guy that we respect. Would it be the same situation? I'm not sure. And also, you know what, Mike? Let's just call it what it is. There are some things that they haven't budged on, and they're not going to take a running back that high. They're just not going to do that. So they'll pay for it if Ashton Jenny goes out there and he plays extremely well. You know, I don't need to make excuses for them. That's something that they'll have to answer to.
The Browns won't take him at 5, but the Raiders will take him at 6.
Yeah, I understand.
You know,
I understand. Yes.
And the other thing is, you know, you need a quarterback. Okay, you know you're going to draft. Kevin Stefanski's man is Jackson Dart. You can't give away a third round pick to move up into the back of the round to take that quarterback before the Giants do.
No.
I mean,
no.
Why not? I mean, you just got 2 second round picks.
Well, Mike, do you like Jackson Dart?
I do like Jackson. Okay. I think Jackson Dart's probably the second best quarterback in the draft.
Okay, but how do you compare him? I understand right now it's early to tell, but how are you going to compare him in mass with the quarterbacks that are next year, which right now it seems like everybody believes is a much, much stronger class?
It is a stronger class, Anthony. Okay, it is. But people don't want to wait till what are you telling the fans? Hey, sit through another 2-17 yeah. or 2-15
yes.
season?
That's what he's saying. Yes, yes. And honestly,
fair. I mean,
do you want the, wait a minute, a guy you don't trust and a guy who you wrote that's written here in the thing talking about him being needing to be fired, Andrew Berry, you want him to go up and make moves for quarterbacks here in this draft that's bad with quarterbacks?
Here's the thing, Ken. If you take him and he's a bust, you have two first round picks next year that you accumulated. So
but he still, Mike, thank you for the call. He's still a first round pick. The Giants made a statement last night. That guy's going to play. He's going to play. Now you're in project land. That's why the Shedeur Sanders conversation changed last night, and it changes moving forward today. You're in project land. You want to take Jalen Milroe at 67? Fine, be my guest. Take Jalen Milroe at 67. But if you move back into the first round, especially for Sanders last night, but for Jackson Dart or any one of these guys, you are making a statement, and this is something that you still can't come off of. Hey, we've had second-round picks who are quarterbacks, go out there and suck up the room, and you move forward. You can get rid of those guys. Third-round guys you can do. Project land is fine. But if you jump back into the first round for that quarterback, you just want some instant gratification. You want somebody you can get excited about. Guess what? Still the Browns. They're still going to take a quarterback tonight, and we're still going to find a way to get excited about that guy. And if it's Jalen Milroe, we'll talk upside. We know how we are. A little bit of patience. Reaction is hot. Reaction is heavy. 216-474-0092. Andrew Berry joined us last night on our Browns draft coverage on your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan, as well as the free Odyssey app. Here's what he said when he saw the pick that they used as a resource.
We were always pretty open-minded to it. I think oftentimes when people think of it's natural. It automatically goes to like, okay, well, how do you maximize it by selecting? But it's a resource, and there are so many different avenues that you can use the resource to improve your team, whether it's what we did tonight, whether it's, I'll use the example, whether it's we're picking Travis Hunter, whether it's you're selecting a quarterback, whether it's you use it to trade for a high-end veteran. And so we really went into the spring pretty open-minded because, you know, part of our DNA is we want to be opportunistic and flexible. We don't want to necessarily close off our mind to how we can best utilize a resource to improve the team. So we probably went, our process probably went a little bit in parallel. As we gained more information about the player, and we thought through how we would actually use the pick. And ultimately, it came down to like, okay, well, you know, what would we potentially get offered? Who's going to be on the board? What's our assessment of those prospects? And then given those prospects, how big of an impact can they have on the team in the long term, you know, relative to what we could have in a trade package?
I like to simplify it as best I can. You get offered a first-round pick next year and a deeper class for quarterback in case you need it. You got to make that move. And Travis Hunter is I'm not going to turn this into all of a sudden talking trash about Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter is a fine football player, and I think he's going to be a fine football player. Same thing, like I don't need to sit there and rip on Ashton Jenny because they passed on Ashton Jenny. They don't believe in it. We'll find out because they'll probably take a running back here tonight, and if that running back has decent enough numbers, then you can explain that, or you'll lose your job. We are put up or shut up time, so it's not as murky. I know a general manager's job is to make it murky, but it's not as murky as he makes it out to be. Here was their scouting report on Mason Graham and part of the reason they took him.
I'd say it's actually more his competitive personality because really, like in person, Mason is actually, for a guy who's a tough physical defensive tackle, he's actually a little bit unassuming. He's a little bit on the quieter side, but when he crosses the white lines, you can't help but notice him. He plays with an incredibly high motor. He's incredibly tough. He's incredibly competitive, physical. And when you add that kind of on-field persona with the physical talent, his athleticism, his quickness, his strength, he has the potential to be a game wrecker in this league.
And that's Andrew Berry on Mason Graham, 216-474-0092. I got to wonder what Kevin thought because, you know, we'll have Nathan on at 9. I mean, he brought up the numbers about scoring the football and going to the playoffs. Kevin's an offensive guy. I know he played defense in college. He's an offensive guy. I think that Mason Graham's going to be a fine football player, but you know there's got to be something in the back of Kevin's head going, how are we going to put the ball in the end zone here? How are we going to do this? What are we going to do to get the ball in the end zone? Because like there were conversations about them trading back to 10 after they traded to 5, which I go, oh my goodness gracious, people are going to set their seats on fire if they do that. That didn't get done, But if you were to trade back to 10, I do think that kind of changes it, because where Colston Loveland went at number 10 overall, if I'm not mistaken, to the Chicago Bears. And you're thinking, well, tight end, you spent a lot of time at 12 personnel, David Njoku. Can't hate that if you're going to go do something like that. So I got to wonder, Tone, asking you, what do you think that Kevin was thinking last night?
I think it's probably a bummer. I probably think Kevin, while they can talk about same page and everything, the reality is the coach always needs to win ASAP. The coaches, you know, it's not the NBA where you could just swap out even championship coaches the next year. Mm-hmm. But in the NFL, like, eventually you can't really have, you know, back-to-back disappointing seasons. You just don't know. You just don't have job security at all. And, you know, obviously a lot of GMs have not had job security under Jimmy Haslam too. But in this case, this move, it is such not a win now move that obviously the GM feels that he's safe. Now, that could change. We had a caller say in October they could be the worst team in the league. The fans, season ticket holders could be canceling their season ticket, whatever. Like, there is pressure in that regard. But at least I can tell you today, because I don't want to be naive about it. I know when you lose games, everybody suffers. But this move, we always think Haslam signing off on the big ticket items. Well, trading out of Travis Hunter, a guy that would have sold a number of jerseys, right? A guy that could have helped your bottom line in revenue. Like, in the end, Haslam has to sign off on that. I don't think they're telling Haslam we're going to win games this year with this move. They just couldn't be.
I can't. I mean, you have to have some common sense about it. All right, let me get to Glenn in the Falls. You're next up on the Fan. Yellow. Glenn? Glenn is gone. Rick in Doylestown, home of the Chippewa Chips. Hello, Rick.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking the call.
Glad to have you, Rick. Go ahead.
Good deal. I would have been a little more excited if it hadn't been Graham. I'm not saying he's not, like you said, solid player. Genty would have got me a little more excited. You're asking what you think Kevin's thinking, and I think Dart was definitely his guy, or looked, you know, to be the kind of guy he would like to have. Tonight, you either got to take Shador, or if you don't take Shador, you got to take Shuck. You got to take one of them two out of these first two, and Henderson. If you take them two, I think, you know, you got some promise, you got something to build on. And the best thing about it is, even if you miss on a quarterback this year, you've got a shot at it again next year.
I got a bad feeling. Well, not a bad feeling, Rick. I got to tell you, I think that you'll find out right off the rip at 33. If they don't take a quarterback at 33, I don't think they're going to take one at 36. Or if they don't take Shador at 33, they ain't going to take him at 36. So you're looking more project back in the third round later on tonight.
Right, and I'm not greatly excited about that. But to be honest with you, I would have really been excited to see Hunter and Shador. You know, that would have been, I think, for your offense-wise, you'd have been outstanding there. I think you would have had a lot of uptick. And we'll see what happens, man. Not a bad deal. I understand the principle of it. They did get a good haul for it. Yeah. So you can't fault him for that. But if I'm feeling like Kevin, like you said, I feel a little lost here. You better get a quarterback, and you better get something on the offense, because can't win if you're only scoring 10 points a game.
Rick, thank you very much for the call.